Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. The agents wrote the copy and managed the timelines, while our human creative director made sure it all made sense. Easy. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Jake.
Yes,
really
mate.
Good to see you.
It's really good to see you.
Guess who's back?
We are back.
We are back. A little break.
I'm so glad I got the answer to that right. Imagine if you said, guess who's back? And I said, I don't know what you're doing. And I'd have missed it.
I could have been going into that Eminem song.
Yeah, guess who's back?
Back again. Maybe again. It doesn't repeat.
He doesn't say back again. I am back. Tell your friend. He doesn't do that, does he?
It'd be good if he did.
Very good if he did.
Listening.
I'm glad we're back. Is that the sort of shit you've been missing?
Yeah.
Have you missed me?
I have actually. I have.
You surprised yourself, didn't you? You surprised yourself.
You know what? I even messaged you. It's a couple of points saying, you know what? I really want to do the pod.
I really want to do the pod. It feels very good to be back. And fuck me, we're back with a bang. If you're listening to this, you're about to hear, I guess, the episode with the guest with the biggest profile we've ever had.
Biggest number of followers it's got to be.
Yeah.
2 point something million.
2 point something million. But he's been Sam Thompson, for those of you who have not read the episode description, it's mad to click on it without reading the title, wouldn't it?
The title.
Just a lucky dip
on Spotify.
Just see what happens.
We'll see.
Sam Thompson, who is like, he's one arm a celebrity, get me out of here.
Yeah. A king of the jungle.
Yeah. It's very different to anyone we've probably had on the show before, but I think it's going to be a whirlwind, isn't it? I know a little bit from, he came on the Joe Marler podcast, which is, it's nowhere near as good as this, but you know,
diminished this with that because you knew you didn't mean that. You could have just treated it as two separate podcasts.
Yeah, well, no, I actually prefer doing this.
Do you think because we film this on phones it's inferior?
No, I don't, also keep the illusion alive. They don't need to know that.
Do you think because we got these mics in a Christmas cracker it's inferior?
No, good.
You're my brother.
That's something that Sam Thompson and Pete Wicks do a lot when they're on other people's podcasts and they're asked to be about each other. How is working with Pete Wicks? He's my brother. They do a lot of that.
I started thinking they were actually related, the sincerity you were saying it.
He said it when we met him as well. He's my brother. Do you say that if you're like, asked about me? Do you go like, Jake, that's my brother?
Imagine if I did. Imagine that if you saw me on another podcast and tell us about the podcast pod. Oh, Jake. He's my brother.
I don't think I could ever really manage that level of earnestness. I think, generally speaking, I probably have more of that in me than you do. Being more gushing and more whatever.
Yeah.
I think you'll always be a bit more. But even then, even at my level, I don't think I could be like.
Yeah, but then I think people would like
my brother.
Yeah. It's not us, is it? Maybe if one of it. Do you think if one of us died, the other one would maybe sort of take on Matt Lingo? He was my brother. He was my brother.
Because there's a whole new sincerity to it.
There's a whole new earnestness.
I tell you what, though. I think what's nice was seeing Sam Thompson bring a bit of a giddiness out of you.
Oh, but he's a joyous chap. It's an infectious joy he brings.
He's the gonorrhea of giddiness.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Let's get into the episode.
Yeah. Throughout his careers, this guest has appeared on Celebrity Big Brother, Celebs Go Dating, Celebrity Ghost Hunt, Celebrity Coach Trip, Celebrity SAS, Who Dares Wins, Celebrity Circle, Celebrity Deal or No Deal, and one, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Sam Thompson, is this the pinnacle of your career to be on Celebrity Pub Quiz Pod? It's Sam Thompson, everybody.
Come on, boys.
Mate, thanks for coming to the Chelsea Ram.
You made it sound like I've done nothing there. We know where you live, the Chelsea Ram. Thanks for coming all the way.
You've got history with this pub, though, haven't you?
I do, yeah, man. I haven't been here for about 12 years, and the last time I was here, I met the Made in Chelsea producers before I actually went on that show, and that was when I was 20 years old.
Yeah, is it weird, magic
happens in this pub.
Yeah, this pub has sort of bookended the start and end of your career. Yeah. It's a really weird
You know what they say, you only play the Chelsea Ram twice.
That's fucking brilliant. Oh my God.
Has the place changed?
Mate, do you know what? I don't think it has, to be fair. But the fact that you've come all the way from Greenwich to come here is like, it's so kind. So thank you, boys, for coming to me.
I like that your journey's been held up there.
He came from Manchester today. Yeah, I know.
Greenwich, mate.
I know.
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get him a drink, please? We've been so excited to have you. I'm going to have a peek between the curtain. We do more of these, more than one of these in one day. We had Cody Dahler on earlier. Incredible comedian, 1.7 million followers. He's doing very well. And we just openly were like, right, so Cody, your episode will be the second one in this batch, just because obviously Sam Thompson's coming on. So
we know
who the winner is.
So if you're listening, Cody Dahler's on next week.
Sam, tell me, what are the pub quizzes like around Chelsea?
Do you know what? This can sound absolutely awful. I've only ever done two.
In your life?
I've only ever done two.
Or in this area?
No, in my life.
Brother.
Yeah, I know.
I thought you were a card-carrying nerd.
No, I'm like not. I'm a bongos bingo man.
Okay,
now,
sure.
I'll have a go at bingo, but in terms of pub quiz, I'm actually a proper little virgin. Yeah. So boys, you're gonna have to sort of like talk me through this.
What's your specialist subject? It must be something that
it would be. Because ours is being virgin, so that's mate, you
ain't got that covered.
That's fine.
Boys, we're in this together.
You said virgin, we got a couple of anyway, we nearly lost it actually.
I'd say Greek mythology, which makes me even more of a nerd.
Really?
I'd say Greek mythology is my jam and all like fantasy. So like Lord of the Rings, you could ask me anything about Lord of the Rings, I'll fucking know it. Or like, and I'm the kind of loser who like goes to sleep listening to a Lord of the Rings lore podcast.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, or like Harry Potter, I know like most of the shit about that.
Yeah.
So like anything fantasy or because Greek mythology to me is still kind of fantasy as well. That kind of realm, I'm all over.
We talked a bit when Sam came on the podcast we did with Joe Marler. It's not just sort of surface level Greek mythology. This guy knows.
It's not just the Trojan horses.
No,
he's got a proper virgin.
Far beyond that. And what are you shit at?
A lot of things. I mean, anything to do with numbers, in terms of getting them from people. Also, I'm comedians laughing.
Come on, here we go.
God, the panic. Shit, getting people's numbers. Went, that's a crap gag. I was like, Jesus God,
that's
don't
really
even
good. That's lovely.
You know, you're sat with like, you're just like, there's no point even trying. You know, when someone does puns all the time and you're sitting there and like, and so Joel Dommett does fucking hella puns and I sit there and I'm like, think of one, Sam. And I'll say one, it'd be really fucking shit. And like, no one even laughs. And like, just don't even bother. I know where my lane is. But I suck at maths.
I don't think we've ever had someone think so highly of us as a guest.
Never as a guest thought so highly of our ability, but never as a guest landed a gag and then just ripped themselves apart for it. Yeah.
Oh. Cover themselves in shit and be like, come on.
God, if Dommett was here, he'd be spitting on me as well.
Bet you wish you had Dommett on, don't you?
but boys, I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm about. What am I? I'm so bad.
Yeah, numbers is a classic numbers, one. I think I always hand that over to Liam, and also sport as well. I just think
that's sport. I'm good at sport. Me and Pete actually took an exam, a GCSE maths exam, just 5 questions from it. Right, I got 0 correct. To the point, actually, not even just 0 correct. About 4 out of the 5, I didn't even know how to like do the sums for it.
Oh, so you couldn't even have a crack at
it? It was really actually quite
embarrassing. Was that a foundation paper or...
Don't rub it in.
The other one?
Don't rub it in. That was
I was hoping that you say it's not a foundation. What's the second
The advanced, one? Yeah. Oh, yeah, advanced. Further maths.
It's not no, further
it
maths.
It wasn't further, it was like a basic run-of-the-mill
like GCSE. You get foundation and then you get... But the gulf between them is massive.
What did Pete get?
He got 0.
Okay, good. I honestly, maybe 3 times a month, I either wake up in the middle of the night or I'm having a bad thing happen and I feel calmed by the thought of I never have to do a maths exam again.
I know.
The stress I would used to go through, the fear, the adrenaline, a lot of shitting as well in anticipation for it.
I actually had
never
that.
Have to go.
I had that.
What happened?
I was shitting myself, not myself, but I had like diarrhea just before one of my A-level exams. Like the night before, like up all night. And then I actually walked out of my exam anyway. I left my A-level business. I walked out because I knew I got about halfway through and went, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at here. And just stood up and left.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what? I went, there is no point me just sat here just panicking and literally just walked out of the hall.
How did you feel in that moment? Was it quite liberating?
Elated. Really? I don't think I've ever been so liberated in my life. I literally got out, walked out, and then got in the car and drove home because at that point I could drive and drove home and just went, well, whatever the fuck happens in my future happens. But I'm so glad to be out of there. And that was my last exam. I never came back to school.
Got home, cried your eyes out.
Yeah. Mom, Dad, I'm so sorry. I actually apologised.
Back in the toilet. Oh. Mate,
get yourself back in the toilet.
School's on the phone.
Do you get in trouble for that?
What, for not getting my exams right?
No, for just walking out and did your parents say you didn't even stay for that?
No. Mate, my dad nicked a tractor at the age of 16, drove into town, got expelled. Or maybe even 15. Yeah, my dad has nothing on me. Like, yeah, mate, my dad was really fucked. He fucked it hard. And he was like post-Second World War. He was like in the 50s.
Mm. And, well, I guess we all are, aren't we?
Mate, yeah, we're all post-war, you know? But he nicked this tractor, got expelled, and then got kicked out of by his family at 15, had to go into London and just try and work. So I got suspended four times from school. And every time he tried to have a go at me, I went, oh, fuck off, Dad. I went, I've heard what you've done. So yeah, got away with it.
So, but how did he turn it around? Because, like, I mean, I heard all the great, you did all right.
We are in Chelsea rap.
You guys did all right for yourselves in the end. Mate, he turned it around.
He went broke like four times, yeah.
Oh, mate. Guys, honestly, if anyone is listening to this and they're going through, just walk out your exam.
Yeah.
You don't need it. What is your most interesting fact you've heard recently?
I feel terrible because as I walk in, these two lovely boys went, mate, it's real cool to have you here.
Oh, yeah.
And like, and.
Oh, yeah, we do.
And I feel like I'm going to really badly let you down in this pod.
No.
But I just want to let you know before you shut me
up.
We
built you up, brother. We've built you up.
It's a real honour to be here. So I want to say that first. And I'm so sorry that I'm about to disappoint you with my fact. I actually found this really interesting.
Oh, God, I'm worried now.
Yeah, I'm really like prefacing this now. Giving it context, it doesn't
It's going to be something deeply offensive, isn't it?
Yeah. Inverted penises.
I don't think Indians are quite as good. No, go on.
Your reform video was so funny. Mate, I fucking love it. I feel like this entire podcast is going to be like, your video is great. So my fact is that poison dart frogs, right? If you take them into captivity, they lose their poison because their poison is only given because of the insects that they eat in the rainforest.
That's how shit. That's actually really hurt my feelings, Jake.
I'm gonna be honest with you. That's actually really upsetting.
Still going.
Why are you? He's gonna pick it up.
Turns out it's Sam's.
No!
Get him! Get him! I was so ready.
That's so bad. That's horrific. That is awful. Because I've gone in on you.
Knew he didn't respect us. Knew he had no respect for the pod.
Yeah, fucking bastard.
I knew he wasn't.
I told you he wouldn't respect us. Told you he wouldn't even turn his phone off.
Yeah. And he was going to be a prick. We didn't fucking want him here anyway. Who said he was a coup? Mate, now I'm giving you a shit story and I haven't even finished
it. No, because the fact is actually really good.
If you take him into fucking captivity, it loses its poison because it can't eat the insects from the rainforest.
Yeah. So its entire chemistry, its body changes.
Yeah, from what it eats.
That is, Matt. It's use it or lose it, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's use it or lose
it.
Yeah. I'm very happy with that.
Have a piece of that.
That's not a disappointment at all.
Yeah, that's really nice.
What happened in between it was, but the fact was. And what should our team be called?
Help me.
The team name, we should probably go with the fact we're back at the Chelsea Ram. Well, I suppose we've not been to Chelsea before. Yeah. And we're sort of like, you know, getting the lay of the land. Afraid in Chelsea could be quite fun.
Like that.
Yeah, really nice. Something like in it. Yeah. Joel Dommett, if you're like listening, that. I do puns as well.
Afraid in Chelsea.
Afraid in Chelsea.
Yeah, I've got to say...
go on.
You're looking very... No, it's not going to work.
Go on.
No, because it doesn't work.
It sounds like you're going to do a magic trick.
Absolutely means we need to hear it.
You're looking pen, because you have a pen in your hand.
Yeah.
Mate, I'm 33, nearly
you're
34. Pen.
Because I've got a pen in my hand.
It was terrible.
Looking pen.
Don't laugh because I know you didn't find it funny.
Oh, I'm not finding it funny. I'm finding the whole thing around
you're
it
looking,
funny.
Because
I'm holding the pen.
Shouldn't have turned up.
Observational comedy.
Oh, fuck, boys.
You're looking pen.
You're looking pen.
Come, that's going to be
pen.
Our name.
We're looking pen because you're looking, absolutely in.
You're looking pen.
Oh, no, shit. Because we had Will Best on.
Oh, he's great, Will.
Who just was obsessed with trying to find a topical pun. And ended up just everything being, just everything not rhyming. What was the one he ended up with?
Quiz Mescal.
Quiz Mescal, because Paul Mescal had recently had a film out and it just wasn't a pun. Beautiful.
That's great.
Look at, yeah, well,
same way,
you and Bestie. We get a quiz sent in by a quizmaster. We've never seen the questions before. We don't even know who the quizmaster is. And then we try and answer the questions. Yeah. So, who is today's quizmaster?
So, today's quizmaster comes from Tony from Bangor in Northern Ireland. It is a new quizmaster.
Bangor in Northern Ireland?
I've been to Bangor. I thought it was North Wales, Bangor. But
Bangor's in Wales?
Wait, it is in Wales. Oh, there's one in Ireland.
There must
as well.
Be one in Northern Ireland, I'm assuming.
Yeah. I've been to the Wales.
Producer's panicking and having a look at the email. Yeah. Producer is panicking and looking at the email. But
I did think Bangor was in Wales. But
Bangor was
has
in
anyone
Wales.
Been to Bangor?
It's like North
no,
Wales.
Never.
I have.
Have you?
Yeah. Really?
No. Any good?
Did a public appearance there, or they used to call PAs. Yeah. Where you basically go and like take photos of people and like they stand in a line. Not many people turned up for me. Actually, I actually had one thing from one of these PAs where I got booed. Booed on stage. What? That was bad.
But hang on, people have paid money to come and see you.
Well, they're in the club anyway, right? It's not that they paid to
come
and see.
Oh, so like a nightclub.
Like going to a nightclub. It doesn't happen anymore.
Oh, a bit like in the office. Like, David Graham. Why is it so much waving?
Yeah, but yeah. Like that. Do you know what the worst thing is as well? Is that like, you have no say about anything. You just get carted in, right? And like, people might hate you and you can't do anything about it. And mate, being a young dude, because back then, it doesn't happen anymore. This is like, 9 years ago now.
So we do have some gladiators who are like returning quizmasters, but it's nice to have a new one.
Mm.
A new one. So he's currently, well, as we say, he's a quizmaster. He's currently a free agent quizmaster, but he is no stranger to taking the reins in a quizzing cockpit.
So what the fuck does that mean?
He's been around.
He's between quizzes.
He's not playing at the minute. He's between quizzes, yeah.
So he's from Bangor in Northern Ireland.
And he also says, one last thing from Tony before we jump into his quiz. He also says, I adore this podcast. I hope you do it for a million years.
That's sweet, isn't it? That's nice.
Put it there,
that way.
Well, you are. He's not my host. I'm with a guest first.
Why did he come
to see more of us? Connect the dots. Can you read that again? Because I could drink that up all day. Go on.
I adore this podcast, and I hope you do it for a million years.
Oh,
sorry to say, Tony, but can't live that long.
Yeah,
but
we'll try.
If we could, we'd do it.
We'd do it for a million years.
I just say
years.
We as well, as if I'm.
You'll
do it. We'll try. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Who would we have on for the millionth episode?
I think for the millionth episode, you've got to think Obama's willing to do it at that point.
Yeah, David Attenborough.
He will be gone by then, definitely.
He will be gone. He's game over.
I'm part of. I don't know how I've done it, but I've got alerts that I can't turn off on this Reddit thread saying David Attenborough is dead.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Oh, you get it?
Yeah, I get it
and
a lot.
And every other day, there's an alert, and keep thinking David Attenborough. And I believe it every single time.
Because he's so old that you're just like, well,
and he
it's
could
coming.
Be dead.
Yeah.
What Reddit thread are you on?
David Attenborough is dead. I don't know.
You're only going to get one bit of news from that.
I can't get out of it. Delete Reddit then and watch your porn somewhere else.
Yeah.
I don't even understand Reddit. It is just for perverts, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, so we've got Tony, new quizmaster. Thanks so much for sending it in, Tony.
Tony, we
in
love
Northern,
you, mate.
Also,
thank
it's nice to branch into Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Round one from Tony is connections. So this round, we'll ask what word or number connects a series of things. Wow. Some might be straightforward, some might be more cryptic. For example, if the question was, what word connects Skinner, Sinatra, Lampard, and Honesty? The answer would be
Frank.
Gorgeous.
Brilliant.
Yes!
Brilliant.
I've got a really good feeling about this. Yeah. I've got a really good feeling about this.
I'm actually feeling pretty loose and limber.
Because if he's going to give five things between the three of us, you'd think one of us will know one of those things.
Can I have a sip of your beer, mate?
I would love to get you. I'd love to get
you. That was weird.
Mate, I'll have some of this beer.
Do you know what? I'm so sorry.
Sam, can I ask, was that impulsive or were you plucking up that?
No, it's impulsive.
Can I get you a beer?
You want a beer?
No, do you know what?
I'd love to get you a beer.
I don't actually want a full beer. It just looked nice.
Mate, it's so nice.
I'm having a great time.
It's so nice.
I'm going to have a sip of beer.
Been teetotal 10 years.
Not anymore, fuckers.
No!
That's delicious.
Fucking hell, can I get you one?
No. Right, okay. Let's crack on.
Right. Okay, so.
God, that is nice.
It's nice. Look, from now on, this is our beer.
No.
This is our. Every sip I have, you have two. Right, let's go.
Round one. Question one. What connects wedding, rainbow, and cheese?
Oh, he's given less things there. That's a bit
annoying. He's given us Frank and then that. Jeez. Wedding, rainbow, and cheese.
Right, what you got at a wedding? You've got dresses, you've got cakes, you've got. Brides, you got guests.
Groom, no,
you got grooms. You got grooms. Let's get everything out. Let's get everything. Brain dump on weddings. Please, fucking hell.
Okay.
And then next up, what you got?
Rainbow.
Rainbow.
End of.
Rainbow.
Dorothy.
Pot of gold.
Wizard.
Leprechaun.
Leprechauns. They're in there. Do you get leprechauns at weddings? I don't know.
No, you don't.
What's the next one?
Cheese.
Cheese. Cheese. You also get cake.
Edam. Cheddar.
Cheesecake,
wedding cake, rainbow cake. Come on.
Oh my God!
Ha!
Wow! Is the answer cake?
We think the answer's cake.
Okay.
Question two. What number, we're looking for a number, connects basketball teams, the band behind the 1999 hit Keep On Moving, and Chanel?
Keep on moving.
Chanel. Five!
Yeah. Chanel number five. Yeah, five sang it.
And is five a side in basketball?
Yeah. Oh, man. And just
Is this going well?
This is going really well, man, because the speed is happening. I would say, on the subject of five, we have a little thing called the 5 out of 5 club.
Yeah.
Your mate Will Best didn't make it in.
He actually ended on -12.
Will Best. I don't know what happened, but we ended up on -12. I don't know how that was even possible. But a very few people have made it to the 5 out of 5 club.
I'm going
to
make
it. All we want to do is have one of these. We do three rounds of the quiz.
Yeah.
If one of those three rounds can get 5 out of 5,
we just do something a bit mad.
What do we do?
Buy you a pint or something.
We just all just like kiss.
All agree what the thing is that we do when we have a 5 out of 5? Do you want to do group kiss or is that too much?
Oh, I've got a question for you, right? Yeah. Just throw this out. Have you ever done a 3-man tower? Sounds like a sexual move.
Yeah, I'm guessing it.
Like I said, you're coming to the virgins over here.
Yeah, no. As in, like, one person on one person's shoulder, another person on another person's
Never done that. We'll never do that. Never done that. 5 out of 5.
Really? I'm a bit nervous about that.
You're nervous about that?
Why?
Come on.
It could be injuries.
What are you talking about? Imagine that. Someone breaks their neck. You're 25. You've got a couple of fucking mid-30s here.
Mate, we're young spring chickens, mate. What are you talking about?
He's had two beers. He doesn't know what he's doing.
Shotgun at the bottom.
You've got 2 33-year-olds trying to fucking feel something.
Yeah, me, my legs.
Because the fucking mind's been numbed by all the fucking social media. Cock doesn't work because all the fucking porn. And now I just want to get on a fucking 3-man tower.
Right, we'll do it then. But you got to get 5 out of 5 first.
All right,
make sure your brain's working.
Who's at the bottom?
You're definitely bottom. Look at them shoulders.
Dude, not a chance. We'll figure that out when we get five out of five.
Yeah, yeah.
We could do a human pyramid. 2 at the bottom, 1 on top.
That's disappointing. Why don't we do that as a backup?
Is there enough room in there for a 3-person pyramid?
I can promise you is the discussion about what to do will be wildly more entertaining than when it happens.
Oh my God, do you know what we do? The base layer sits on a chair.
The base layer sits on a chair.
That's the base layer sits on a chair.
I love that. Is the exact, that is for me the exact intonation of a year 9 boy having an idea. No, because literally the base layer sits on the chair. That's exactly what it is.
And also, it's the point down. That's the new game.
Yeah. That wasn't even it. I wasn't even the one talking. That wasn't even me. How is that fair?
And then you go, get out, and you're like, oh. You're gonna like Luke your pack. You're like, what?
Oh, you were kicked out for chatting, weren't you?
All the time.
You were kicked out. Big time.
Yeah.
Class clown?
Yeah, massively. Big class clown. Yeah. And I strolled in school, though, in terms of the class thing. Yeah, got chucked out. You strike me as a man who may have got chucked out a few times.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Teacher crime. Didn't make it. Teacher was crying. She went, Liam,
you made the teacher
went over
cry.
To her in English. Yeah, she was crying. No. Hear me out. Let me.
That's not a fun story.
And I went over and I couldn't work out why she was crying. And I said, and she said, and I think this sums me up. She went, you're not throwing chairs, you're not nasty, you're just talking and dicking about all the time, and it's worn me down.
That's even worse.
That's like an abusive relationship. You haven't even given her like a one-off, oh my God, look at that.
Yeah.
You've worn her down over time.
Yeah, but nasty.
You've made a question over. I've just had nothing left.
That was a one-off.
Is that generally, what you said to
it was
well?
A bit of that. Generally, it was a bit of just... A lot of it was organised stuff as well, you know, like when you organise like the whole class.
I thought like organised being mean.
It's just get everyone to hum.
Make
sure there's a bee in there.
There was a teacher, if he had to go to like a printer, he'd go, Liam, come with me. I'm not leaving you on your own, you know. I had to walk with him to the printer.
We had a paedophile.
Nice.
Do you know what? That story he said also made me think of
paedophile. Yeah, that's
a good one. That's where your brain went.
Is that where it went?
Come with me to the printer.
Come with me to the printer. Everyone else stay there. You with me now. It's a paper jam, I need you to fix it.
PE lesson, what are you printing?
Question three.
I thought we were doing a quiz. Question three. What word connects a pig named Wilbur's best friend, the third person in line to the throne, and Jane Eyre?
Oh, man, that's a toughie, that is. I don't even know who the third person in line for the throne is.
So it goes George.
Well, no, it's got to be, isn't it going to be, because they're not grown up yet, so isn't it going to be like Andrew?
Edward? I think George is still second in line. Yeah. No, sorry, what am I talking about? William's first in line.
Yeah.
Then George. Then Charlotte.
Charlotte's Wilbur's Charlotte's Web.
Come on.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
That's unreal. So are we saying Charlotte?
We're going Charlotte.
Charlotte, okay.
I think we're all, I mean, for me, this feels like 3 out of 3.
Having spelled Charlotte, yeah. Right? That's fine.
Yeah. What word connects? Rum and ginger beer. An especially bad situation caused by a combination of unfavourable circumstances. And Halle Berry in X-Men.
Sorry, what?
What was she in X-Men? You'll know.
Oh my god, I know what it is! I thought I did.
I love how, like,
everything about Sam is a coiled spring.
I love how close
he's a tinderbox waiting to explode.
The emotions are so close to the surface. It's like, I love it.
I'm so excited.
Oh man, you bring me so much joy.
And then look at the dejection of not knowing it.
Yeah, I know. I wanted to be a hero.
What did you think Halle Berry was in X-Men?
Can you just ask me what? I might still know it. Can you give me one more?
So Halle Berry in X-Men is...
I don't want to say it because I don't want to get this one
the
myself.
Rum and ginger beer, an especially bad situation caused by a combination of unfavourable circumstances.
That's so many words in that, man. A bad situation caused by...
Stormy.
A storm. Dark and stormy.
A storm
in a teacup.
Storm in a teacup.
And
storm.
She was storm.
Storm.
Fucking hell, man.
Boys.
Brilliant.
I've arrived.
Well done, boy.
I'm in the game, lads.
Well done, boy.
I'm in the game. We're doing this together.
That's brilliant. That's really brilliant.
Touch me.
Mate, that's fucking brilliant.
Touch me, boys. Yes.
That's brilliant.
What a pleasure.
That is brilliant.
Yes. You realise the implication of getting 5 now?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to do a three-man. Yeah,
it's a three-man tower.
Do we do it straight away or do we...
I think we'd probably have to do it to the end. I think we've got to do it straight away, haven't we?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Because then if we get another 5 out of 5, we've got to think of a new one.
Yeah.
Come on, let's not fuck around.
This is right, no, you want to get on with it.
I am so invested now. I love pub quizzes.
Yes.
Yes, boys.
This is it for the 5 out of 5.
Come on.
What word connects? Baking a pastry without a filling.
Oh, that's tough.
A camouflage shelter used for observing or hunting wildlife. And the great rival of curtains.
The rival of curtains.
The great rival of curtains.
Blinds.
Blinds.
That's brilliant. Blinds. Brilliant. Yeah.
So baking a pastry without filling.
It's a blind bake, isn't it?
That feels like a thing.
You must have done Bake Off, haven't you?
Oh my god, and a blind actually is a blind. Yeah, is a thing a that blind, you cover yeah. yourself with. So
and
it's
then
a blind.
A camouflage shelter used for observing or hunting. That could be a blind.
No,
you're in a blind.
You know that.
You know that's a blind.
I know that because there was a.
What do you know that?
It's going to a three-man tower.
I'm not nervous because if we get that wrong, we've got a 4 out of 5. That's fine.
And also,
I'm
we've
so
got two
excited.
More chances to get 5
I'm so
out
excited.
Five.
And do you know what I need to deal with generally for my own mental health?
What?
Is I'm so in the weeds with anxiety all the time. Someone told me, you said, not to diminish it, they just said, all the symptoms of anxiety are pretty much the same symptoms of excitement. Like you get your heart, racing heart or whatever. I need to be more excited about stuff. And sometimes, like right now, I'm excited.
Chuffed to bits.
Yeah. Does that do anything for anyone, that? Or?
Not really.
Yeah, to be honest with you, actually, man, it's a bit of a flat speech. I don't mean to. Do you know what?
Fucking
stop
hell.
Banging on about your mental health.
Just grow up.
We want to do a three-man tower. Right.
Wedding, rainbow, cheese is cake.
Go on.
Yeah.
Keep on moving, Chanel and basketball teams, 5.
Yes.
Fucking hell.
Wilbur's mate, third person in line to the throne, and Jane Eyre, Charlotte.
Lovely.
Fucking hell.
Rum and ginger beer, an especially bad situation caused by a combination of unfavourable circumstances, and Halle Berry and X-Men, Storm.
Okay, for 5 out of 5.
Baking a post without filling, a camouflage shelter, and the great rival of curtains is... Blind.
Yes! Get in! For you.
Wow, boys,
that's for you.
Sense, but that's not that couple of sips of that beer, I'm a little bit ready
for
this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, so how do we do a three-man tower?
Right, someone needs to remain seated.
And how are you going to film it?
Someone needs to remain seated.
Yeah.
Who do we want that? Do we want it to be me? I will remain seated.
I think it's got
to
be. I just think you are the strongest.
Well, I'll get in your seat.
Do you
want
to go on my shoulder? I think I'm the lightest.
Shit, boys, we're doing it.
Who's stronger
out of
you?
How much do you weigh?
I actually know this,
weighed
it recently, 80 kg.
Oh, fuck me.
So yeah. I really should go next. So
10 kilograms lighter than me.
Yeah, I know. That's bad, isn't it?
Boys, I mean, this is quite a lot of weight here, lads. Yeah, okay.
This is so dangerous.
Right. Am I best to stand
do
on
anything
there?
To...
Yeah, get on. Mount me up. Oh my god, boys.
You sure you're right with this?
Yeah, get involved. I want your cock on my neck. That sounded so intense.
Oh, this feels wrong. Go on.
Go on then, mate.
How
We're okay here, lad. Yeah, that's all right. That's not as bad as I thought it'd be. Yeah, we're all right. Okay,
here we go. I haven't got much sort of forward.
Yeah, but why don't you take your legs off? Because I can handle this.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, go for it. Okay, boys, we're doing this.
There's nothing for me to hold on to. Oh, mate. This is dangerous.
Where's Jay?
Oh, my God. He's getting on now.
Go on, mate. Go on, mate.
Okay.
Go on, mate.
I'm on.
He's on.
I'm on.
Go on, mate. Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Fucking hell.
Boys, we've done it. Boys, we did it!
That is
I can't believe... Boys!
Oh. Come here, man.
Mate, that was unreal, lad.
That was brilliant, mate.
I mean, it's not going to help the people who are listening, but like, just for the people
watching...
Yeah,
but I'll tell you what, we need a bit of an uplift on YouTube, so that'd be great.
That was phenomenal.
That'd be great getting people over
to
YouTube.
Bring it down the
reel,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, fucking
hell. I'm headed after that.
Right.
Bloody hell.
Round two.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, before your Q3 call, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Great. Did you include the differentiation angle the CMO asked for?
Already in there. Three angles no competitor's using right now. Just need your approval.
Approved. Thanks. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
Also, you're not single at the moment, are you? You've got a girlfriend?
No, mate, loved up.
How did you meet your girlfriend?
Married. I'm not actually married, but yeah, she's
you are going to be married?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa! Yay! It's a Pub Quiz Pod exclusive. Get in. First
we
one of
wait
those.
For those to yeah, do it in sync, yeah. And like, when we get one, yeah. Yes, it
there
is. One in every five episodes, we get
how
a Pub Quiz
How did you woo her?
How did I woo? Mate, so she walked in to this pub that was quite similar to this that I was in, just down the road, actually. And, I mean, the entire pub just, like, in my eyes, she's just stunning. And like, I was like, who the fuck is that girl? And a friend of mine went, it's a girl called Tally. And I went, well, I have to marry her. And then I slid into her DMs, didn't reply, slid into her DMs again, didn't reply. And I went for a third. And I was like, and then she gave me the worst reply ever. It was like a one liner. And I was like, oh, fuck, she hates me. Mm. Like, she thinks I'm just some like loser, which I am.
It's funny, isn't it? Because if you're good looking, that's a very romantic story. You're ugly, three DMs, no reply.
I was just going to say, it's probably not a message for a lot of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A lot of young boys listening, if you see a beautiful woman in a pub...
This is a staying relevant. This is the Pub Quiz Pod.
Yeah, and our lot, that rule doesn't apply to our lot.
If you're listening, this isn't for you.
Any of our listeners, me and Jake included, this...
Do you know what?
Admire
including
this story,
you, Daryl.
Revel it. Imagine it's you, but it will never be a slot.
But mate,
one message, and then once you're blocked, leave it.
One message,
you can get yourself
forget
into
three.
A lot of trouble.
Even three words in the message, too much.
Do you
just
know what?
Say hello and
get
out.
Do you know what?
Don't even message.
I sent her, so the last one I sent her was how is anyone meant to reply to a story and hope to flirt if you never post anything? And I think that sort of made her laugh a little bit. And she went, do you know what? I'm terrible at social media. Left it full stop. And I went, oh. And that's my cue to just be like, all right, I've given it a good go. Like, I've got to leave it now. And then the O2 was coming up, and which we did for Staying Relevant. And I went, well, look, I'm just going to just one last roll of the dice. And I know a friend who knows her friends. And I was like, look, I've got this is my show, so I've got tickets to go. And I was literally like, just give as many tickets as you need to go. Just get her to the show. And then she actually came to the show with like five friends that I didn't know who were linked to me in some sort of capacity
genius.
Through different friends. Cool. And I literally got off the stage in front of like 18,000 people pretty much. And like
15,000 like, of them giving free tickets.
Yeah. And then ran up to where she was and literally went, hello, like that in front of like everybody.
Off the back of sending her three messages and seeing her in a pub once.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
That is, listeners, please never try that.
I can't say that. It only works
for people
this.
Who look like Sam.
Mate,
listen
you know
to
what?
This.
No, because I'm, mate, dude, in this world, I'm like the, I'm Bond scum, mate. Mm. Like I've never,
no,
ever, I just knew that I was like, look, she's like just my dream person.
Yeah.
What was it? Just go back to the O2, 18,000 people. What is that like?
The best feeling of my life.
Have you got a video of it?
I do, yeah.
3, 2, 1, go.
Wow.
Come together.
That doesn't go to your head. It doesn't go to your head because there's... I'm certainly not so much Pete in terms of like he's more grounded, which is good. I'm the kind of person who's always thinking about the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I'm like, okay,
so
we've
get
done
too
that
hung
now.
Up on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, cool. Well, I want like, I want to be a superstar who goes to Wembley.
Yeah.
And so you're like, how are we going to do that?
Yeah.
And Pete's like, we're not going to do I think we're going to do Wembley Stadium. I have no idea how or why. Or like, it's.
If you keep thinking it, you'll do it.
Yeah.
But I went to Coldplay, and I watched Coldplay, and I went, I want to do that. I want to like be there in that moment. And there's a way of doing it that I'm convinced will make this work. A variety show.
Yeah.
Where we get comedians, sketch artists, and
wow.
and singers, right? And me and Pete host it like a Saturday night takeaway, but live at a place like Wembley Stadium, which is just a fucking good night out, and do it like that. That's how we do Wembley.
Sounds
that's
like you're there.
Looking forward
yeah.
to seeing
yeah.
that.
Yeah, mate. And boys, if we do it, I would love you both
yeah.
to be involved.
Oh, mate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, who's doing your quiz? Because we'll do
but
this.
I'll just, honestly, I'll just do a walk across the back. Like, I don't even, just to see what it's like from the stage. Just have a look.
So we also want to get like podcasters on as well.
Yeah.
Right? So imagine wheeling out like one of these tables, right? Like, right, lads. Right, but how fun
would
that be?
Give 80,000 people a quiz.
There's our 50 people added to the group. There we go. Oh, wow.
Fucking fun would that be?
Incredible.
We'd have a Puppies Pod like, so, you know when like fans go like, oh, we'll get this bit.
Yeah.
We'd have a Puppies Pod ultra at the top in the back.
Flag.
50 of them.
You know those England flags that have like, England flag, but they have like Millwall
PQP.
On there. Oh yeah. Like their local England flag.
PQP and then Pod.
But boys, I'm saying we should discuss that.
Right.
But boys, we're here for one reason.
We're here to quiz. Geography. How are you on geography?
Not bad. Yeah.
You all right? You all right on geography?
Yeah, I don't mind
okay,
geography.
Here we go. So, put the flags of these countries in order from least to most stars on their flags.
See, I'm fucked here. Go on.
Yeah,
very hard,
not
this.
Not great at flags.
Venezuela.
Is it 1 point, I take it?
You need to get the whole order, yeah.
Yeah, to get 1 point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Venezuela. USA. Vietnam.
Okay.
Australia.
Four of them.
New Zealand.
Five of them. I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, New Zealand, Australia's a toughie.
I think this is too hard.
I'm going to say Venezuela.
Honestly, mate, it's just too hard for
us. I'm going to say Venezuela. I'm then going to say Vietnam.
USA, Australia, mm-hmm. New Zealand.
I feel like USA is the most.
Hang on, Vietnam's only got one.
Oh, okay.
So what are we going? Least to most.
Least to most.
Then Venezuela. I feel like Australia's got a fair few. And I feel like New Zealand's got a fair few. But it's just
surely
which
USA's
one
you... most. Isn't
yes,
it?
I'd
USA,
say USA
yeah.
is the most.
Yeah.
But then who's
so Vietnam? We know is the least.
Take your
USA.
Pick over
that's the
Australia,
most.
Australia, New Zealand,
and then the middle bit. What do you want to do? With Venezuela? Stick that after Vietnam, or not?
I'd put Vietnam first.
I've got
Venezuela.
A feeling Venezuela
has
like
none.
A...
I feel like Venezuela's got none. Is it a trick question?
I don't.
He wouldn't do that.
I don't think he would do.
Nah,
I don't
he
think
do
he would.
Not that
I've got a feeling. I might be wrong. Venezuela is like in a circle.
So you think quite a lot.
No, like a small circle in the middle.
I thought Vietnam had loads of stars round a circle, but maybe it's a circle round a star.
Vietnam's, I think, just one star.
Not Vietnam, sorry, I meant Venezuela.
This is
sorry.
A double V's
that
fucking
is,
us
that
now,
is
isn't
a double
it?
Double V.
Yeah, shit.
I meant Vietnam's one, Venezuela, I think, might be like a little circle in the middle.
All right, well, let's go with that. Let's get Vietnam start, Venezuela yeah. second.
How many does Australia have? Australia's got quite a few, hasn't
let's
it?
Say yeah. New Zealand has got to be less than Australia because it's
smaller
country.
Let's just go with that.
Yeah, okay. Okay. Sometimes you just have to go based
yeah,
on stuff like that.
Absolutely, common sense, and then
right.
USA.
Right, so I think Vietnam, Venezuela,
New Zealand, Australia, USA.
Yeah,
we happy with that?
Yeah.
Question
Lock
number
it
two.
In.
Which mountain range does a Yeti said to have lived in?
Ah! Yeah, the
Yes, go on.
No.
Himalayas.
No, it's not the Himalayas, it's in America.
The Yeti?
Nah, yeah, he lives in the Himalayas, does it? Was that Bigfoot?
I think the Yeti lives in
the Himalayas. I think you might be right.
Bigfoot, I thought Bigfoot and the Yeti were the same thing.
What's the abominable snowman?
That's what I'm thinking.
They're all the same thing.
You know what? The abominable snowman. It's all. You don't hear much about that anymore.
No, you don't.
Back in the day, that used to be with
abominable snowman. Yeah,
snowman. That'd be up there with aliens. Pyramids, aliens, abominable snowman.
Yeah, not anymore.
I haven't heard anything about the Loch Ness Monster for years.
Neither have I.
I would say from my childhood, there'd be a sighting, a story, or some sort
every day.
Every day.
I thought the Loch Ness Monster was one of the eight wonders of the world.
That you think is going to be part of your life just doesn't... I have to say, growing up, before I had sex the few times that I have had sex, I thought that flavoured condoms would be a much bigger part of my sex life
I've never seen them.
Neither have I. That's a really good point.
You were raised to think, oh, flavoured condoms, that'd be such a big part of your life. Yeah. And they're not at all.
Yeah.
You made it smutty, but I just sort of want to go back to the Loch Ness
Monster. I made it smutty, mate.
Kids nowadays talking about the Loch Ness Monster, or was it just a thing of the time?
Bloody Mary doing that as the Sandman, all that stuff.
Yeah, that's a bit more like kids' tales.
Yeah, but whenever I bring one up, you're just knocking it back. I want to be part of what you guys are doing.
I don't want to be false. It's nonsense.
Like if you said Bloody Mary in a mirror in that.
Yeah, I remember that, but that's a kid's cell. I don't think adults would
I still wouldn't do it.
There's a mirror over there, go and do it.
Is that good?
Yeah, I challenge you.
If we get another 5 out of 5, I'll do it.
No, I'm scared. I'll curse the pod. Right.
Cursed enough.
I think it's Himalayas. I really do.
Okay, let's go with that then.
What colour do the flags of Germany, Egypt, Jamaica and Estonia have in common?
So Germany is yellow, black, and...
They've all got black.
They've all got black.
Does Estonia have black?
Yeah, that's...
red.
That's the one that worries me.
They have red.
Estonia is...
Yellow! Yellow.
I think Estonia is blue, yellow and black. I think.
Germany's got black. Egypt, Jamaica, they can't all three of them and then not the other one.
I've
got one,
boys!
Are you sure it's not white?
No, Germany's not white, okay,
I'll tell you why. Because famously, Jamaica is the only flag in the world that doesn't have red, white, or blue.
And that was a previous quiz question.
Yeah,
that's a lovely callback.
Yeah, yeah.
Well played, sir. I'm glad to be here for that moment.
Yeah.
Just
off the quiz. Oh, this is great, isn't it?
I'm having a wonderful point.
This is good, isn't it?
Might have one more sip of your beer.
Are you sure you don't want one?
No.
I'll get you so many beers, mate.
Me and Jake just...
I can't tell you...
Never bought a pint in his life because he just goes, can I just have a sip?
Sam Thompson just on the tasters. Can I taste that one?
That's why he's not been to this pub for 30 years.
I just want a couple of sips, mate. That's all. Next minute, you know, I'm absolutely hammered, ready to go.
You're the bloke who drink everyone else's beer and DMs all the women.
Three times.
Made in Chelsea lot are a bit stingy, aren't they? Fucking hell. Did you have to... You know when you went out for all the drinks and the meals and all that stuff? Mm. Like, that's all bought for you, right?
On what? On Made in Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, yeah, they were... Well, it depends what you're talking about. Like, you're talking about, like, we used to have these dinner parties, but you'd, like, not actually eat. It'd be, like, scenes while you're sort of snacking a little bit. And then, like, I remember there was this massive argument once. Like, it was actually my first season on Made in Chelsea. I was so young. I just wanted people to like me. No one really cared who I was or anything like that. None of the cast really spoke to me apart from my sister. And I used to play the trumpet. I used to be grade 6 trumpeteer. And I don't know if that's a word.
I loved it.
A trumpeteer. And they were like, right, Sam, it was a Christmas party where we all did this banquet thing, right? And like, there were going to be like arguments and stuff happening with all the main cast members and stuff. And they went, Sam, we just love you. At some point, what we're going to do is we're going to get you to stand up and we're going to get you to play like a Christmas carol on your trumpet, which would be really, really nice. And like, that would be like, oh, it's Christmas, guys. Anyway, we're having this fucking meal and I'm just, it's like watching a tennis match. People are going at each other. Jamie's going at Lucy Watson. She's going at whoever else.
You're with your trumpet.
And mate, I've got a trumpet on my lap, right?
Waiting for a lull in the argument.
Mate, I'm waiting for it to be resolved, right? But it obviously got so much more savage than it was meant to get. A girl called Victoria Baker Harper called a girl called Cheska Hull a fat fucking turkey. And I will never forget it. It was such a ruthless line. I went, fuck, that's really intense. And Cheska started crying, bless her. Everyone's now gone, so long. And I went, well, there's no chance. So I just stood up and started playing the Christmas carol. And because I just thought it was the thing I needed to do. Everyone shouted at each other, and I'm going, oh, come, holy paper. And I've never, and they kept it in the show. And it was just me playing whilst people are just...
Is it a good comedy moment in the show?
Do you know what? I always used to look for those moments where I was like, do you know, because everyone used to take it really seriously. But that wasn't even one of them. That was just because I was really scared because I'd never done it before. Sam. And so I went, I guess I've got to play at some point. Yeah. So I went... I just stood up whilst everyone's going at them.
The producer's going like, this is gold. This is gold. Just stay on this. And you're going, they're just waiting for me to play the trumpet. I better just...
You made, and so I thought my... Yeah. You know, the best thing is, I thought my part was like the most important.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah,
like, they couldn't have given a fuck about my...
I've got a really special job here.
I don't want to let the producers down and not play the trumpet.
But I don't think it's going to ruin the entire episode.
Yeah.
Are the arguments real?
Very. Yeah.
But how do you... Say like you're going through a breakup, you're confronting someone for cheating on you or your whatever it is, or you're... Like, with, because you got to wait for the cameras to be set. Everyone's on location. Are you like building up all the things you've got to say
before
you go in? I mean, like, how can you have that? Because these are things that are actually impacting your actual life, right?
Yeah, it's do you know what? I mean, look, it's been so long since I was on it, but and also I love talking about it. You know, some people who like, I don't know if you boys know, but
that made me feel like you don't love talking about it.
No,
actually.
I do. I was just thinking about it. I was like, do you know what? I'm really sort of like getting to the weeds here, and then I started thinking there's so many people who leave reality TV. And they like pretend it never happened.
Yeah.
And you're like, mate, it did happen. It was a huge part of my life. It was like it was good, like 7 years of my like 20s. So like, yeah, I love it. I owe Main Chelsea everything. And it was fucking funny. But yeah, what would happen is you would walk into like a scene, and the cameras would already be set up, and you wouldn't sometimes know who you're talking to. So you'd both walk in at the same time. And then there'd be something that would happen in like their outside like lives that they were like, the producer then be like, right, can you talk about what is happening?
Yeah.
And then you would just generally just get in arguments from people.
Right.
I didn't really have that many of them, to be fair, not many, because I'm a pussy. So I would lose every single time. The biggest argument I ever had on that show was with Jamie Lang. I threw a drink on him.
Did she really?
Yeah.
Really?
I chucked a drink on him because I thought that was just a thing that people did. Because I seen other people do it. And I went, that's obviously the thing we're doing.
What was the argument about?
Oh, it was nothing. It was
even an argument.
Yeah, no, it wasn't even like a big deal. He's like my brother. He's actually one of the only people from Main Chelsea, not because of any bad things, but he's just one of the only people that I speak to him like almost daily.
Jay. Wow.
And he's achieving so many amazing things. I fucking adore him. And we laugh so much about the times. Like me and him. Yeah, I threw a drink. I can't remember what the fuck it was. I drinked it.
That's amazing. To do that because you think, well, that's what you got to do.
Oh, man, I did that all the time.
Yeah.
I had no idea how to act on this thing. That's all.
Tell you what, if we get 5 out of 5, I'll throw that water on you. Should we do that? Sorted.
That's a toughie.
That's good.
I don't know if that's nice for him.
No, we're not going to do that. Tell you what, if we get 5 out of 5, I'll buy him a beer.
Wait.
You know what? You can do that. No. 15 out of 15.
Deal.
I can pour that this amount of water on your head.
I want you to do it like a Made in Chelsea. We'll give it a distance so you don't accidentally drop a glass.
Yeah.
But enough distance. Proper. Go fuck yourself.
We've gone. Bang. You know what? We've gone full goober today, and I like it.
What's goober?
It's a word we sort of half come up with.
Have you seen that video online of it's like a guy going to his wedding like entrance, and he plays Fireball, and he stood there and he goes like. And it starts do-do-do-do-do-do, and he's got a line of his groomsmen behind him, and he does that the whole way down the aisle. And the aisle is literally about 5 steps long, and he just goes do-do-do-do-do-do.
Are people going mad or not?
And then, no.
No, here we go.
Oh, he's like setting himself up as well. Oh, it's the woo.
Oh, here he is. He's involved. Your mate. They did it, oh yeah.
Shake it out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
We dedicated half a bonus up to this.
The real tough bit is when he's done it and he goes to his groomsmen and they all shake hands with each other to say, like, oh, we've done something there.
Yeah, boys.
We've done that.
Boys, that's a moment. That's a moment that will last.
Oh, the deep breath.
Yeah. Whoa.
That took 6 months.
We've sort of started referring to gooberishness as that sort of like trying to be one of the lads, but really,
you know, what's a bit gooberish. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do a human pyramid.
Yeah. It's the overexcitement.
Yeah.
It's the complete.
No one's having more fun than the people within the sort of event.
Everyone
that's
outside
happening.
Goes, yeah. Fuck, they're a bunch of losers.
He was telling me about when him and Stephen Tries and their mates were all. You were on a night out somewhere.
Just in a pub.
And then, like, as a dare, he had to odds on, and he had to. pull his trousers down and sit in the bar with his pants on. I was like, that is fucking goobrish.
That's wild.
That is goobrish. That is top
and
goober.
I was telling Jake, and it was being like, and people were walking in and they were seeing us and they were just like customers, and we were like, oh my god, he's airing his pants. And it's just like, it's goobrish.
Yeah. I know exactly, you've explained that so well.
We are goobers.
That is me in a nutshell.
And then he's trying to put his trousers back on. We're going, you're not allowed. You've got to be in your pants. All right.
And as I said, I'll throw that on you. And you go, oh, we can't do that. Yeah. That's us. We're goobering.
I imagine it's one of those things where you're on the beach and you go, oh, there's a really hot girl there. Like somebody was like, oh, go long or something like that.
And you're like, goober.
I know it's actually cool. We do that. But we would.
It's totally boys, not men. It's just boys
trying to act like men,
but not like boys. But it's little boys.
Yeah,
it's little silly boys.
If they ever did get the girl, would go, gosh, shit, I don't know what to do here.
It's Jay from the in-betweeners. Yeah,
it's Jay from
if
the
going in-betweeners. Long worked and the girl went, all right, how you doing? Do you want to go for a drink? It'd be absolute crumble. Arse falling out.
Yeah, so I've got dinner with my mum. Sorry.
And then going back over to your mates like that.
We should do that. If we get 5 out of 5, we'll do that.
We'll do a bit of that.
But another 5 out of 5, we do that. If it's 15 out of 15, you can chuck that.
Cool, alright, let's do it.
Even the organisation of it is top goober, isn't it? Yeah. So 5 out of 5's that, 15's out of that, and then that is it.
By the way, we've definitely got the stars question.
By the way, when we go and do it, you know we're all going to try and be in time as well.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, I've got the campaign brief ready, built from last quarter's data and the competitive landscape.
Approved. Oh, agents, where would we be without you?
Somewhere with a lot more tabs open.
Create your first Monday agent in minutes at monday.com.
All right, so we've gone black on number 3. Question number 4. A 2004 study showed that what country's market is the only one in Europe where mayonnaise is sold more than ketchup by volume? Is it Belgium, Poland, France, or Russia?
But won't be Russia.
The Belgians love mayonnaise.
I was going to say
they love it.
But how do you know that? Where's that come from?
They just do. It's just one of those things. Russia, I could imagine like having a lot of mayonnaise. Poland, I mean, I'm now just saying all the options.
I'd take Poland out of it.
You really think so?
Well, I don't see Poland as the place for mayonnaise, you know? It's not to say they hate it.
Yeah, I agree.
I just don't know if they're loving it.
I agree with Belgium. Can I just offer a different line of logic?
Go on.
Somewhere like Russia, very cold. But they struggle to grow tomatoes.
I think that is one of the... I just don't think that's good logic.
Well, you know, go and finish your first sentence. No, finish that.
Right, so I don't think that a country's supply of ketchup is supplied from the tomatoes.
You don't think tomato sauce has got anything to do with tomato sauce?
I don't think they grow the tomatoes in the country they're having the ketchup, no.
Probably
and
not.
I'm sorry,
probably not. But do they want to import a load of? Do they want to import a load
in the air there as well?
I just think they import. I think all Heinz ketchup is made in wherever it is in America, wherever, and it's all imported.
I'll just sit out then.
No.
You've handled that exactly how I would. All right, we don't fucking care what I'm going to say.
That's not what this podcast is about.
No, I'll just go downstairs. It's not.
I don't want to do this in front of Sam Thompson. Probably our biggest guest we've ever had on. But if I have to sit out of half a quiz, I will.
No one's asking to sit out.
If I've said the most stupid answer you've ever heard, and that's what you were going to say, that is what you were going to. Yeah, but you were going to say it and then you didn't.
That's why you asked to finish your sentence. Yeah,
that is the most.
That was.
And then you stuck yourself and went, I don't think that's right.
Oh yeah, because you said Russia have more mayonnaise because they can't grow tomatoes.
Do you know the worst thing about it? Not to rub it in. Do you know what the worst thing about this? He's paused as well. I don't think that's the right thing.
Yeah, you know what the pause meant? It meant I'm better than this.
Almost, I'm better than you.
You're putting that. What, Sam?
Yeah. I'm just saying.
Right, Sam.
Sam,
you've added that in there. I did not. Do you know what? I think it's a good point. Let's beat Russia.
Yeah, no, because I don't want to throw away the chance to do da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, because
of you.
Just because you...
Just out of
you're
spite.
Making a point. Yeah. Fine, then, let's go Belgium.
We don't want to cut...
I want to go Belgium.
Mr. got a hunch that the Belgians and Dutch have mayonnaise.
No, let's do Belgium. Let's go...
There's nothing worse than putting Belgium begrudgingly.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than that.
What's ketchup made out of?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Because when you're sat there saying, what's ketchup made out of? What are we doing?
What are we doing here, boys?
Ketchup's made out of tomatoes.
One episode back and we've gone bitter.
Yeah.
First episode back and it's...
I'm not bitter.
No, neither am I.
That's what someone who bit would say.
Yeah.
Oh,
let's go Belgium. I do think it's Belgium. I just wanted to offer a different line of inquiry.
And that's Pat Sam to underline Belgium as well.
That's Pat.
Right, fine. Number five. And no, we're not having fun.
You're not going to stick a pin in it as well.
Pin. Which canal joining the Red Sea and the Mediterranean was blocked for 6 days by the Evergreen container ship in March? It was Suez Canal.
Wasn't Suez. It?
Brilliant answer from Sam Thompson.
Thank you. I'm involved, lads. This is what makes me so
involved.
Happy.
Right.
Shit.
Fucking hell.
Shit.
Yeah. Shitting myself about this now. Yeah.
Belgium's a big one. I think you might be right.
I think it's Belgium. I just thought maybe.
Yep.
Vietnam.
Oh, shit.
We put that.
Yeah, we did.
Then New Zealand.
Ah.
Then Australia with 6 stars, Venezuela with 8, USA 50.
Ah, so we got it close. We didn't actually, we fucked quite
Did
a bit
we get
like
two?
That.
We got Vietnam and USA and then the middle ones. So that's a shame.
Question number two. Which mountain range is the Yeti said to live in?
You said Himalayas.
I did say Himalayas. It is Himalayas.
Oh, nice, nice. I was going to say Rockies.
What colour do the flags of Germany, Egypt, Jamaica and Estonia come from? Sam Thompson, black. Fucking brilliant. Right, here we go. I can't see it yet. I'm fucking shitting myself.
I'm sure it's Belgium. I just wanted to offer a different...
And Joe, I'm with you though, mate. I think it might be Russia.
2004 study showed that what country's market is the only one in Europe where mayonnaise sold more than ketchup by volume?
It's Russia, isn't it?
It's Russia.
Yes! Come on! Yeah!
Yeah,
well, mate, we've never had a good hand slap. Every time we do it, we've never connected. One more.
That is still, he was all right.
I can't believe it. Did he say why? I would really, genuinely. I'd really like to earnestly say I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
So sorry, by the way. And sorry to you as well.
Nah, but I think you owe it to your boy. Yeah. I mean, he offered a different line of thinking. And it was right, but I got laughed at.
It's fine.
Actually, to make you look like a bit of an idiot.
And we got the answer wrong.
Oh, God.
I've never been so happy.
Yeah, that's weird. You cheered an answer being wrong. That's strange. In the way you...
I'm not the team player.
That's weird. What's the greater cause here? And then Sam smashed it again with the Suez Canal.
It's a four out of five.
Well done, Sam.
Oh, lads, this is great.
Four out of five. Let's go again. I want to go again. Are you
five.
Ready for the final round
That was
of...
a 3 out of 5, by the way. Not 5 out of 5.
Is it?
Yeah. Because we actually said Belgium, which was your answer.
For the audio listener, you missed the cheekiest little smile I've ever seen in my life.
Smirk, some would call it.
A smirk. Yeah. Final round of the quiz. Sam, have you enjoyed it so far?
I've had a wonderful time, lads.
Round three, final round of Tony's quiz is general knowledge.
Tony, I've had a great time with you, by the way.
General knowledge, a toughie that.
He's put himself in the shop window, hasn't he, as well, as a free agent.
Yeah.
In this quiz.
You got all these publicans listening to this, thinking we need a
pubs win. Without a pub quiz.
Do you actually think a lot of publicans listen to this?
I would say so.
Trying to scout out like good quiz masters.
I'd love that if we were the place where pubs listen to.
Yeah, I've listened to a few episodes. See if there's any free agents.
Well, we're quite like Connor. We're quite like.
Yeah, you're quite like the way he does his quizzes.
Quite like Marjorie. That would go well on a Thursday night.
I love that.
Round three, general knowledge. Question one: taste receptors can sense 5 taste modalities. These are salt, sweet, sour, and umami.
Bitter.
And which other?
Bitter.
Yes, that is brilliant, mate.
They say that women have a...
as you look, as he looks mysteriously out the window, by the way, as well.
That was Cooper-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That was Cooper.
Top keeper.
Women.
Oh, no. Here he goes.
God, not our mate, Jay. Fuck it, what comes out of his mouth next? Bloody hell, we're on the line here, aren't we, right?
Tell you what about... What, met one, have you? they apparently have a stronger, more sensitive taste of bitterness. Because in nature, if something's bitter, it means it's a sign that it's poisonous. And when women were the gatherers in the hunter and gathering sort of system... They would need to have a much more attuned sense of what's bitter and what's not. Question number two, what do we reckon?
A legal dispute in April 2021 saw the nation in tatters as Colin launched legal proceedings against Cuthbert But who are, who or what are Colin and Cuthbert?
Oh, Agatha Christie, guaranteed.
No. I swear you would have done something like this on this morning.
I heard Colleen and it wasn't even, it was Colin.
It was Colin and Cuthbert. And basically, I could see you doing something like this.
Oh, Colin the Catpin and Cuthbert?
Yeah. I'm here in Lidl where they're really kicking off out here because the Cuthbert has been told that he is a liar. We're going to go to Mark Spencer a little bit soon. Alison? Bang, done.
Yeah. I hear you.
That's a sketch for you.
That's what? Sam Thompson? Doing it for a sketch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's his actual life. I can't really just...
Did you do that? Did you do it? No, it's not his actual life.
I'll tell you what he did fucking
do. That sounds more like a Jake Bardwell sketch.
I'll tell you what he did do, which was incredible.
Go
on. On this morning, and I watched it thinking like, that is fair play.
What? Was this all the high
fives? World record for the most hugs.
Oh, hugs,
that
bro.
Was it. That was incredible. Yeah.
That was hard, you know. I know it sounds...
A hug is such a sort of like special, lovely, warming thing. It was such a factory, and hit me, and hit me, and hit me. Like a battery farm of hugs.
Basically, all you have to do is touch chests, put your palms on either side, and that's a hug. So it doesn't have to be like that. It's just bang like that, right? So as we were doing, we were like, God, we're like 30 off. We're like, we're miles off like what we need. Because you can only practice a certain amount of times as well. As we went live, I basically was realizing that the issue, and please, listener, don't hate me for this, we did need to complete it. The issue was the old people.
Oh.
Because there was just a lot of shuffling.
Yeah.
And you need them to be quick.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And so they were just happy to be there. It was so lovely. So like they were, but I had to basically be like, ladies, I'm so sorry. Can I put you with the back? And they were like, to be fair, they were like absolutely fine.
Happy to oblige.
The problem was, is when we got live, a couple of them snuck back to the front.
Happy to be there.
And so there's people running at me, right, who get the vibe. They're like, right, we've got to go. And I've got to throw them to one side, right? So they run, we tap thing, and I literally chuck them for the next person. So we're like four deep. Like we haven't started. Like we've only just started. And like little Eileen comes, right? And I've like lobbed her to the side. And she's like taking a tumble. And she was great. She was just happy again. She was happy to be involved. No injuries were incurred, and she had a lovely time. But you do feel bad.
Yeah, of course you do.
Wham! Eileen's gone.
Did you go around after and just be like, thanks so much for that, guys. Sorry about all
that. Yeah, mate, they were great, mate. They loved it. Literally, we gave them the plaque. So the plaque is in one of their pubs or something that is like hanging up. It's like in like
so you
the
completed
town.
It?
But yeah, we did it.
How many and how long?
It was 102 or something. I can't fully remember.
In a minute?
Yeah, in a minute, yeah.
That's amazing.
What's that, a second?
That's nearly 2 seconds.
Yeah.
As I said, they had to run. And it's tiring.
2 seconds?
Is it them running, not you running?
They run, and you have to stay. So literally, they run
two
and you move.
2 seconds?
Yeah, so you basically go, throw. Yeah.
Sam, that's amazing.
Thank you, boys. It's one of the biggest accomplishments of my career.
So many strings to you, bud.
Well, you know, you should see about the Conkers one as well.
Go on.
I just broke the world record for the amount of Conker hits in a minute.
How many world records you got?
I've got 7. And they are.
Do you really?
If there's anyone listening to this who's got an idea for a world record Liam and I could do on this, tell us.
They're enough, mate. Trust
tell
me.
Us.
You'll find
tell us.
Something.
Yeah. You up for it?
I'll be well up for that, yeah.
All right.
Try and break my Magnificent 7. That's what we called it.
Yeah.
If you can break that, then we'll go head-to-head for the 8th.
Yeah.
Number 3. Put these Kardashians / Jenners in order of how many marriages they have had.
Oh, I know the boys.
From,
don't worry.
Sit
this out.
From most to least.
Give it to me.
Go on, Sam.
Go on.
Kendall. Do you know how many?
Last.
Okay. Courtney.
Yeah.
Kim.
Yeah.
And Chris.
I'd say Kendall, Chris.
From most to last.
Oh, right. Most is Kim. Second. Oh, fuck. How many Courtney's that? I think Courtney's only had one. Maybe second is Chris. Third is Courtney. Last is Kendall.
Wow.
Brilliant. Yes. Every relationship I've been in, I've had to sit through. And I'm not going to lie, by the end of it, I actually quite enjoyed it. I'm quite proficient now in sort of the Kardashians and their antics.
And it's coming useful.
That was wildly impressive. I just wish any of us had that same speed on the Flags of the World one.
Yeah.
All
mayonnaise.
How many total squares are on a standard Sudoku puzzle? So it's...
Well, that's hard. I'm out there, boys.
I think you've got 3 across, 3 down for the big mini grids, right?
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. So it's 9 times 9, which is 81.
81. Well
really?
Done, lads.
Really? How many total squares?
81. So you've got a grid there, a grid there, a grid there, grid there, grid there.
Jake always trying
there.
To do you over, mate.
Grid.
Just doesn't trust you.
There's no trust.
Yeah,
and they're all 9 by 9. Yeah, 81. Nice.
Had to make sure though, didn't
you,
Jay?
I think they're trying to take... Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2.
You've got 10, so you've got 10 mini puzzles to sort, right?
10? 9.
Yeah, of course, what am I talking about? Sorry. Always good to see a little different angle. Yeah.
Different
angle. I'm just trying to give something a bit fresh. Yeah,
different angle, and number 5.
I'm sitting out this one.
Oh, good job. Good.
No, I'm sitting out. Fucking, I'm sitting out then. We can all sit out.
Hey, we've got a good chance here, sir.
You nasty fucking...
It's got a nasty straight
nasty,
away,
isn't
it?
It's nasty.
Nasty streak to you.
Yeah.
Godwin's law states that if an online discussion goes on long enough, regardless of topic, sooner or later, someone will compare someone or something to who?
Nazis. Or Hitler. Hitler.
Hitler. I'm going with Hitler.
It's all about, comment sections, isn't it? Yeah.
I would say Hitler.
Yeah.
What is your Godwin's law on your Instagrams? For example, if my comment section goes on long enough, someone will, it's quite dark, someone will do something racist or mention me having quite heavy eye bags. What's your Godwin's law and yours?
I know what mine is.
Go on.
Bald.
What?
Yeah, thinning up top, and every time I put
fucking
a video
fucking hell.
Yeah,
you're
eventually
great
it'll happen. Or punching. Involves my girlfriend.
I'll get a bit of that.
Girlfriend, it's punching. And I'm just like, and do you know what the worst thing is, right? And I'll have you know, I am delusional when it comes to this kind of stuff. I think we're on par. Yeah. I think we're on par. And so I'm like walking around just thinking, you know, we're as we should be. And the comment section is like, how the fuck's he done that? People are literally like, oh, well, we all have a chance now. Like, some of the people have literally gone, well, it's because he's got money or something like that. And I'm sitting there being like, I think we're kind of on the same
level. I like
layer.
How most guys are really getting there first and go, oh, I'm punching, obviously I'm punching. No, you know, but you go, what the fuck are they on about?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Are they blind?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't agree with that.
I'm literally on part. If anything, I'm a bit above. What are you on about?
I'm
idiot.
The better one. And it really made me look in the mirror. And I went,
I am balding.
Yeah, but I literally, if you're not wrong, I did look in the mirror like, yeah, maybe you are a bit delusional, mate. You're a bit butters.
Can I just say, you've got a cracking head of hair, you've got gorgeous skin, your eyes are absolutely mesmerising, you're broad
Sam,
as hell.
I'd actually say, your pen.
Yeah.
Your pen.
Your pen.
Thank you,
pen.
Your bloody
pen. Your pen.
It does take it out of you a little bit.
Yeah.
You read those comments.
Hell.
Right. All right, should we do the... I feel like we could have a 5 out of 5 here.
I think we do, in fact.
What was it? Oh,
by the way, if we do get 5 out of 5, that is not bad overall either.
Be a real treat for people to see us do it for a third time, wouldn't it?
Stay around to see us do it for a fourth time.
Stick around.
Taste modalities.
Never been so hot in my life.
The missing one was bitter. It is hot, isn't it? Yeah.
It's bitter. Lights.
Do you like a pint of bitter?
Yeah.
I actually don't.
No?
No.
Lager?
Yeah, more of a lager man.
We'll get you like, it's very hot in here, so let's just, come on, just the answers, then we're out of here.
That's the spirit.
I'm so hot, mate.
Just relax.
Are you not hot?
Yeah, I'm hot, but we're being professional. Yeah, we've got the best guest we ever had on, and you're going, let's do the answers and get out of it. Because I'm hot.
It's biggest guest, not necessarily best. Hot. Biggest.
He goes, what on? He goes, this. He goes, back to the answers, then we're out.
Come on, that's the answer.
Come on, man.
We've got loads of good stuff.
We got the clips.
There's literally so much good stuff now.
We've done
the.
Okay, the dispute between Colin and Cuthbert was caterpillar cakes.
Yes.
Hey, love it. What's 3?
Okay, so in order from most to least marriages in the Kardashians, Kim has had 3. Do you want to know who they are? You probably don't.
Yeah.
No, we do. But Sam, you tell us because we didn't write this down. This is all
Kim,
you. So Kim,
Chris,
and then,
Courtney, Kendall.
Go on.
Yep, bang on.
Yes!
Come on,
I was just seeing if you wanted to know the people who they were married to.
Yes, please. I've got time.
Kim.
God, do I? Kim was Kanye West.
Yeah.
Before that was the basketball player. I can't remember his name. What's his name?
Chris Humphries.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
Before that was it Ray J? Was she married to Ray J?
Damon Thomas.
Who?
Damon Thomas.
No idea.
Chris.
Was the guy who died.
Robert Kardashian.
Then Caitlyn Jenner. I don't know if she's actually married to that other guy. I think it's called Corey.
And who's Courtney married to?
The drummer. What's his name?
Travis Barker.
Yeah.
Bit of you interest there. Bit of you interest. Something for Jake.
Yeah. Drummer.
Can I say drummer?
Yeah.
Not a trumpeter.
I love that when you're talking to, you know, when there's like something on telly which you know like your dad doesn't like, and then there'll just be like a bit of something that you might be into, and you're like, oh, there you go. Yeah. It's a crop circle.
What's all that about?
How many total squares on a standard Sudoku puzzle? Jake was skeptical, but it is 81.
Yeah, well, well done.
Glad
mate.
To have a friend like you, though. So
number, number five.
An amazing answer.
Number five for a five.
It's a dicey
out of,
one.
Yeah. For a five out of five. For a fireball five out of five.
Adolf Hitler.
Godwin's Law states that if an online discussion goes on long enough, sooner or later, someone will compare someone or something to Adolf Hitler.
Guess oh him. My God! That is a brilliant, brilliant.
Five out of five, which means 3, 2, 1, and. Do-do-do-do-do-do. I'm a fireball.
And then, yeah, and then it's that.
Mate, great to Google with you.
Yeah, and then, it was great. And then it says,
I've done something there.
Shit.
Really done something.
He felt the exact same way. This is true, though. His emotions would have been the exact emotions you felt after doing the O2.
Yeah, 100%.
Honestly, it would have been the same.
The nerves. I actually wasn't nervous.
And you ran over to your future wife after as well.
Wait, were you?
Yeah.
What do you make of Tony's quiz?
Loved it. Fucking loved it, Tony. You're going to get snapped up in a heartbeat, mate.
Out of 10?
Yeah. 10. You're going to be a salaried man, mate, when it comes to pub quizzing, I think.
And then finally, Jake's not too keen on this, but quizzer of the quiz. It's like man of a match, but...
Quizzer of the quiz?
Yeah, out of the three of us. Who gave the best answer?
Do you know what? I'm going to throw it up to you, mate, actually. Because...
Thank you.
Only because, not only because,
Russia.
I think the Russia thing really, really solidified it for me, mate. Because, you know, you were up against steep odds there. Like, Jake really didn't give you shit there. And you stuck to your guns. And you actually went, sorry, mate, repeat why you said that. Yeah. And I thought you stuck to your guns really nicely there, brother. And then it ended up being Russia. And I think everyone needs a quiz like
you. I'd love to have you on every week.
Everyone needs a quiz like you. But you know what, Jake, as well, mate, I adore you. I think you're brilliant, mate. Yeah. So I want to say quickly, I've had a wonderful time.
We've loved it.
And I really hope you boys keep fucking doing this. I have a hunch this is going to be fucking massive. If it isn't already, it's going to be fucking massive. And I'll support any way I can.
Financials would be great. Yeah. Mate, come here.
Loads of...
Sam, we've loved it, mate. You get one of those as well. You should get one of those as well. Sam Thompson, everybody!
Mate, that is brilliant.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.